Yeah, that's getting a really good piece of it there with Count Basie and Blues and Horse Flat, and that is a little theme thing that we get to play around here. It's really nice for me because it sets me up beautifully. I love it, and if I could just hear a little bit of music once in a while, then all the better. Here on KGO News Talk Radio 81, good morning. It's Al Collins here following Bob Trevor, as you heard, who has slipped out of the building and into the night. His knapsack and periodicals and magazines and thermos jugs and everything else. He said, I'm really loaded for bed, my man. I'm going out into the night. So the changing of the guard, I haven't unleashed anything tonight or this morning, as the case may be, whatever time zone you're in. I'd love to hear from you, find out what's going on. I'm getting more organized every night. You know, we'll be here for a week, for the full week till Friday night. And we hope to speak to as many people as possible here on KGO, News Talk Radio 81, as we beam out with the huge 50,000-watt transmitter and get down into all parts of the country and up, as the case may be. We are going to talk to the inventor of the spring-wound automobile sometime this morning, Tyrell Winchester, who will be calling from Granada Hills, California. If his associates can get him on the phone, they say that he sometimes is reluctant, but I thought enough of it to follow it up. A spring-wound automobile, full-size, not a toy, that you can get into and drive from service station to service station and then get rewound. It has a huge flywheel in the back where the motor usually is. I guess that's as much motor as it needs. I don't know. I don't know how the principle works, but I'm willing to talk about any kind of a alternative to the gasoline engine, including diesel, including compressed air, including steam, and even sails, and solar-powered automobile propulsion. We could talk about that, too. And we have other things going. Mainly, though, from midnight till 5, what intrigues me is what people are doing up at the hour. Although midnight, the midnight to 1 slot is, or even to 2, is not too unusual for people to be up at this hour. Let me just take a sample call here just to see if our phones are working. It's line 7. This is KGO. I'm Al Collins. Hi.
Hey, this is Barbara.
Hello, Barbara. Good morning, and how are you? You're my first caller. Congratulations.
Well, you know, I'm really surprised because your voice sounds so different over telephone than it does when I listen to you on the radio.
It does, on the telephone?
Yeah.
Well, it's just a matter of frequency.
Yeah,
that
it's still a beautiful voice, but I mean, it's just a little different.
Oh, good. What did you want to talk about, Barbara?
I'll tell you what I wanted to talk about. I had occasion to visit the main post office in Hayward today.
Ah.
And the reason I did was because I had mailed a birthday card and a package to my 4-year-old grandson on February 2nd. And his birthday was on the 4th, and he called me, and he said, "Thank you, Grandma, for the money, darling little boys." You know how they are, 4-year-olds are, you know?
Yes.
"Thank you, Grandma, for the birthday card and the money." And I said, "Did you receive your package?" And he said, "No." So we've been checking every day since, and so far it hadn't come. Now, this was on the 2nd that I mailed it, of February. And today is the 9th, right? Or the 10th?
It's the 10th, really.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And so then I went down to the post office today, and I thought, well, I'd ask them about it. And they checked in the back. This was the main post office, and it should have been there, you know.
Yes.
It should have been there. And there was no, you notice, in the, you placed in the mailbox, you see.
Yes.
For the family to pick it up, you know, at the post office. So anyhow, they checked in the back, and it wasn't there, so I had to file out complaints and all and so forth, you know, and all. But as I was standing there, I thought it was the funniest thing I ever saw in my life. On the back, it was like a partition into the back of the post office, and there was...
We're going to have to hurry.
There was a printed sign that said, "No, buddy, beyond this point," and underneath it said, "No acceptance." And it, you know how it was spelled? ACCEPTIONS.
That's beautiful.
Isn't that lovely?
No exceptions.
No wonder that our mail is late.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll have to give them a little gong just a bit, little bit later on as soon as I'm set up.
For the Hayward Post Office Department.
Yeah, let's give them a gong on our machinery here and see if we can't wheel it into place. And
Ready? Yes.
Thanks very much for the call.
Well,
right. Let me take a second out. We'll grab some calls. In the meanwhile, before I do this, in San Francisco, our area code is 415-478-3456. In San Francisco, 415-478-3456. If you're over in Oakland, call 832-9707. 832-9707. Down in San Jose, the South Bay area, 272-1233. 272-1233. And in Marin County, up there in San Rafael, in Mill Valley, and all through there, North Bay, they call it, 453-6523. 453-6523. Grab a camera and some film and go out and have a ball. And from there on out, you're on your own. Tripods, enlarges, whatever else it might happen to be. The 36th anniversary of Brooks Cameras will be celebrated starting next Monday in all six stores from San Francisco down to San Jose. And aside from 2 full weeks of camera madness, there'll be all kinds of contests, fashion shows, leg contests. They have the anniversary drawing for a trip for two to Vancouver on Western Airlines, free cameras, free photo courses, and lots more. There's no purchase necessary, but most of all, come on over to Brooks for the finest selection of photo equipment in the area. Right now, the amazing Polaroid SX-70 is at Brooks, and they have all three models. And when you see one and give it a test run, you'll want one. Brooks Cameras, 36th anniversary, February 16th through the 28th, in San Francisco, San Mateo, Hillsdale, Palo Alto, and East Ridge Mall, and also the Prune Yard in Campbell. Brooks Cameras, they've got a lot of great things going. Beauties. Before we get into another call this morning, and it's 14 after midnight already, we have till 5 o'clock, I want to talk about where the Pacific Ocean begins and the Great Highway ends. And that's where Cliff House is. Any people around San Francisco know that they've been welcoming friends since 1854. Breakfast upstairs at the Cliff House featuring 40 combinations of omelets. And I'm going to go down the list later on and check one out. The one with avocado and turkey and green peppers are great. Of course, they could have 18,000 omelets. They can make almost any combination that you like. And as you kind of go from one place to the other within the Cliff House, you might end up just rolling into Phineas T. Barnacle, where they have sandwiches and salads and just great New England clam chowder and cocktails. Dinner at the Cliff House is a beautiful attraction for you. The Cliff House fried oysters, calamari, abalone, half and half, which is sirloin and tender crab legs there, and Sutro Crab Louis. Hamburgers and steaks, done in the true Cliff House fashion, plus prawns and fresh crabs. Sunday brunch at the Cliff House is also an occasion with sparkling California champagne, served with eggs, crepes, or French toast. And service is great. The atmosphere is beautiful, congenial, a breathtaking view, fine food, and it is the place to take not only visitors, but yourself and every member of the family. They're open every day of the year. The Cliff House, out by the ocean, Pacific Ocean, where the Great Highway ends. Just take Gary and go all the way out. Another thing, they are open at 9 o'clock in the morning. So just remember that. Any day of the week, they're open at 9 o'clock in the morning, and you can check that out.
There are easy ways to save energy, like carpooling to your job. And there are tough ways, like losing your job. Energy conservation can work. A message from the Sierra Club.
Last night I started talking about pheasant brand chicken put out by American Poultry. And you know they get that pheasant brand chicken to the market within 24 hours. They have both state and federal inspectors, so you know that they're really giving it the eye as it goes by. And since 1925, American Poultry, which is a part of San Francisco's food industry since that time, is one of the finest purveyors of foods in the world. Quality product at reasonable price. And you know, chances are when you eat out in San Francisco, something on the menu is from American Poultry Company, one of the nation's largest food distributors to airlines, restaurants, and institutions. I'm always very happy and proud that they're with me on my program. You know, pheasant brand chicken is all grade A U.S. government inspected for the finest tasting white and dark meat on the market today with no hormones added. When you see Pheasant Brand and American Poultry Company, that stands for the best in quality. Pheasant Brand chickens, they are so fresh. And then you finish that out. If you've got an ending for that, give me a call. Okay, let's jump over and grab line 5, see who's out there on KGO News Talk Radio 81. Al Collins here. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. I'll make this quick because I know you got
to
get back.
Yeah, you know what I like to do? I like people to get in, say what they've got to, and run out so I can take 3,000 calls between now and 5 a.m. Well, but I'm sure glad to hear from you, and just, you know, don't feel rushed, you know.
I was thinking of all the commercials.
Yeah, there's a couple in there, and I'm glad my friends are in here to support me, you know.
Yeah, I would like to talk about CDs. I got a couple questions. Maybe not you, but maybe the callers. What do they think about all the CDs that they're giving away, like Cracker Jack? And
what do you mean CDs?
CB, Citizen Band Radio.
Oh, the Citizen Band Radio.
Yeah,
10-4. Yeah, what do you want to know what people think about it, in what respect?
Wait, like you buy a car, they give you a CD.
Right.
As it is, my second question is, I'd like to know if somebody was telling me that they're going to put out another 23 channels and some more sideband. And I'd like to know if that is true from some local CBers, and as we know, there's a lot of them now.
Yeah, Bob McQueen out in Mill Valley is with the Mount Tam CB. He's my reference man. He could answer practically any question you want on that. But certainly I am very happy to have anybody call and discuss CB radio and the channels and sidebands.
There is a lot of people out there that do have CBs now. Like every 5 cars that go by, somebody has an antenna sticking up there.
I know, and the thing is, can you get in for a transmission anymore? And people are starting to worry about that. There's been some talk about the government doing some legislation on that and restricting the use of it somehow.
I think they were going to ease out and just get some more channels.
That's really the best way so that everybody can use it. I don't see any harm in it myself. I really like the idea, and I'm toying with the idea of getting one put in the station wagon, you know.
Yeah, if they don't do something about it soon, like, they're going to have so many people on it, they're going to have to put about 50 million channels in there, and you'd have to tow a trailer.
Yeah.
A big, huge box on it was full of transistors. And
right. Well, let's see what other people think. CB is certainly a topic I'd like to talk about and have any comments people like to make on it.
Okay. And if anybody in San Jose wants to talk about it, just try to get Roach Productions there on the radio. CB, it's in the shop right now, but getting a power mic, which is all right.
All right, my man. Well, listen, that's mostly what happens with CB is they're always talking about their equipment and their antenna and their amplifiers and trying to get a better signal. It's just like ham radio operators, you know, and it's a great world. Thanks very much, and we'll see if we get some more calls from some other people on that. Just want to remind you here on Radio 81 that here's the question. Can we have peace of mind in earthquake country? Earthquake country. Man, we're living on it, you know. San Andreas, what is your fault? Peter Yanoff thinks that we can have peace of mind in earthquake country, and he's written a book on the subject. Listen to the Ron Owen Show with Bob Treber. That's Wednesday at 8 p.m. Find out about it here in Radio 81, the American way of radio. Okay, let me grab line number 95. When you see 95 lit up on the wall, you know that's a heavy number. Hello?
Hello, is that Albert?
Yeah, who is that?
It's Walter Becker from the Marquis Restaurant Carmel.
Oh, hello, Walter. How are you?
Very nice. Nice to talk to you.
What restaurant are you calling from?
I'm from Carmel.
Oh, from Carmel.
Yeah, Carmel by the Sea.
Yes.
Home of Clint Eastwood and Mel Griffin and all the other guys.
Oh, yeah, I know Clint Eastwood has a restaurant down there.
Well, I'm associated with Clint. Clint and I, we own this Hog's Breath Inn.
Oh, the Hog's Breath Inn. Right, that's one of the most picturesque names for...
You understand me because I'm talking a horrible accent.
What kind of... What, sprechen Sie Deutsch?
Yeah, and French, too.
And French, too. Parlez-vous.
Very nice.
I can understand people that speak with heavy accents because I have had a lot of people talking to me in foreign languages, and I somehow I'm able to understand sometimes what they say, even though I can't speak it.
I played once tennis with the French count here, as I threw that in, and we had an argument about a point or so, and then the other guy said that the pro came and he says, this is ridiculous. What's the name? And the guy said, those two guys over there with the accent claiming so-and-so. And the French count says, well, sir, and I, we think you guys talking the accent. We talking the proper English.
Yeah, that's right. I know what you mean. It's all a matter of relationship, right?
You know, Howard Young is with me tonight.
Is Howard Young there?
Yeah, we had dinner. We had a Chateaubriand, and we had a good bottle of wine, and yeah, he was here tonight.
Well, that...
He's a very close friend of mine.
Oh, well, that's good. He's told me that I ought to be traveling south sometime and stopping in there, which I'll do when I get down that area sometime.
I'd like to see you someday coming down here and enjoying my food here.
Well, thank you. I'd sure try. That'd be very nice. I sure appreciate your call, too.
Very nice. Very nice talking to you.
Yes, and listen, would you do a favor for me?
Absolutely.
I would like you to say, in which do you prefer, French or German?
German.
All right. I would like you to translate for me the phrase, a rooster is also a chicken.
That is, ein Hahn is auch ein Huhn. Yeah, but how do you that this doesn't, is good because a rooster is a rooster and a chicken is a chicken.
No, that's right. But a rooster is also a chicken and a female rooster is a hen.
Belongs to the fowl specimen. Yes, right.
Yes, because I've had that translated into many different languages, and I'm going to play one or two back this morning, and I'm going to try to get some more things like that. But the German
is auch ein Huhn. Good, das ist ganz richtig, ja.
Yeah, all right.
And
that's right. I understood you to say.
Yeah.
All right. Listen. It's a pleasure talking
to
you.
Very nice talking to you.
Yeah, and thank you so much.
I hope I didn't cause you any inconvenience because you're talking to a phone with a hell of a reaction.
All I can see you there is sprinkling a little paprika on the veal, my man. That's all.
Right. That's Hungarian. That's Hungarian.
And garnishy with a little parsley.
Wonderful.
But what is the favorite dish you like to make, anyhow?
Well, we have some fish here, and we have, of course... We have, of course, all this French dishes like a tawny dough.
No, I'm just asking you.
But we have something on this is unique, and I think this is our duck, canton.
A duck.
The duckling a la orange, which is, I think. Sweet breads, whatever.
Did you hear that?
Once myself. The wild, that is.
A live one just went by, my man. Hey, I'm going to go, and I'll be seeing you.
Very good. Nice talking to you.
Yes, and thank you so much. Auf Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen. Au revoir.
There you go. Beautiful. Let me take a second, and then we'll take another call. If you're older and looking for a delightful, friendly retirement place to live, you should look into the Victorian Hotel in downtown San Francisco. The Victorian Hotel is at 54 4th Street, which is located in the heart of San Francisco, near department stores, two blocks from Macy's and Union Square, near theaters, shops, churches, bus, and airline depots, and excellent transportation to all the San Francisco Bay Area, right at the front door. Guests are made to feel at home. Friendships are made quickly. The Victorian Hotel provides three delicious meals daily, maid service, private telephones, and 24-hour switchboard, and message service, automatic elevator, laundrettes, and a varied recreation and entertainment program, bingo parties, color TV, outside entertainment, tourism, and all for one modest monthly rate. The rates are amazingly low for room, maid service, entertainment, and three well-balanced meals a day. The Victorian Hotel would like to invite you to visit their facility. As a matter of fact, they'd like to set you up to dinner at no extra charge. At no charge. By appointment only. Call for a reservation at least a week in advance. And I'll give you the number, 986-4400, 986-4400, to reserve your free dinner. Or you could write to me, Al Collins, here at KGO, and I'll send you information. But really, the best way just to have dinner out there on them. That's right. Just say, listen, I'm coming out and have a taste. 986-4400. And they're very happy to have you out there. I want to play one of those voice tracks back. And if you speak a different language than the things we're playing tonight or this morning, I'd like you to call and give me something, because we're running a tape on the program tonight. And I'd like to get it in Japanese, Russian, anything that you can say. The phrase that I would like translated is, a rooster is also a chicken. I don't know. That may be Polish. I'm not sure.
Un gallo es también una gallina.
Now, we know that's Spanish, right? Now, let's see. I don't know how many we've got on this, but we can go for one more here. Sounds like the same thing to me. I don't know what a kakura is, but that's all right. That might be a rooster right there. Anyhow, it's kind of interesting. Here is something that would really have you covered, and I mean for a long time. Wouldn't it be nice to have your place insulated free? You can double protect your home by having Armstrong Texcoat it. Now, Armstrong Texcoat can make your home look super. Cracks and holes are filled and sealed, and Armstrong's 15-year guarantee against flaking, chipping, or peeling means you may never paint again. Now, here's the free insulation. If you have your home Texcoated, that's T-E-X-C-O-T-E-D, Texcoated, during this winter offer, Armstrong will professionally insulate your home absolutely free. Free insulation of sidewalls or attic against cold and heat loss. Texcoat your home now. Armstrong's 15-year guarantee includes material and labor. Don't paint. Texcoat. You get free professional insulation. And I'd like you to call now for a free Texcoat estimate. 495-4060. 495-4060. Call collect. The area code is 415, and it's 495-4060. Or just write to me, Al Collins, care of KGO Radio, San Francisco. And attention Armstrong Construction, for Texcoat and free insulation, call 495-4060 or ask San Francisco information for Armstrong Construction. I'm going to have a little time check right now so you can check your watches. It's getting very close to 12:30, and I would like to give you an on-the-spot time check for 12:30. If I had a lot of dough, I would buy about 15,000 clocks and have them all in a room. I don't know if you saw a commercial a long time ago where a guy's in a clock shop and they're all running. And, man, when it hits midnight or noon and they all tick off, it's something. I have a cuckoo clock at home which's got two birds in it. The cuckoo comes out, you know, at the half hour and the hour. And then four times an hour, the other one comes out. I don't know what he is, but he comes out and just makes a little noise, and then the coop goes off. And I brought a few of my sounds along this morning. I figured, you know, we're up all night long. This isn't a thing where people are trying to go to sleep. That's not this kind of thing. We're involved one with each other, just living our lives during these hours. That's why it's kind of interesting to punch up line one and say, KGO, hi there. How you doing? Yeah, could you hear me on the telephone while I was talking?
Barely.
Yeah, barely.
I have this clock that makes yours sound like a redundant bell.
No kidding. I'm happy to hear that. Now, tell me about...
Yes.
Tell me about your clock.
I have a 1902 Smith Wesson clock.
Is that right?
Smith Wesson was the company that made... the guns in the very early 1800s.
Right, I'm familiar with the name.
Yeah, and I have one that has a big pendulum that ticks all night. And when you started ringing the bells, I said, well, that guy is messed up by clocks as I am.
That's right. I really am. And I've got about 4 or 5 clocks around the house, wind-up clocks. None of them keep the right time, but they sure tick off the bells and make the sounds, you know?
I have one that you can wind up and absolutely, quote, set your watch by.
Yeah, I've got my, Westminster chimes in the kitchen and an old marble clock with gold brocade in the front of it and some, you know, marble columns and everything.
Oh, that's it. That's an old one. It's original, huh?
Yeah, somebody gave me that in Pittsburgh. I was talking about them just like I was on the air, and a lady called up and says, come on by this afternoon. I got a beautiful clock, and I don't want to wind it or fool with it anymore, and I went over and got it and threw some oil on it, and the thing runs like a fiend.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's really cooking.
And, sure.
And I've got wooden parts at home in a kit to make up an old wooden clock from the year 1300, a single pendulum thing that you use a rock for a weight on and a rope, you know?
Really?
And it's got...
Anybody that has that electric lunch box can't be wrong.
Yeah, an electric lunch box, that's right.
Right.
But the escapement is really nice. It really wails around on top of the clock, you know, and it's a joy to see and operate.
Aren't those nice?
Yeah, I'm telling you, they really are.
Comes from my mother's grandmother, and it comes to the family, and it's really a nice, nostalgic thing. You can see it. It's a nice thing. But I have something to tell you about.
Yeah, go right ahead.
The string collection.
Yes, the string.
I have a string for Al Collins.
You're going to send me some string?
Oh, yes. Not just any string. I got the string in Webster, Connecticut. Now, Webster, Connecticut's a town of about 200 people, you see.
Yes.
Webster, Connecticut consists of about 155 winos.
Winos?
Yes, winos. Nice people, but winos.
Okay, right. That's their thing.
Yeah.
Right.
So, one day I was walking down the street, and I seen this string hang on the back of the shirt tail of a wino. And it pulled it off.
Right.
Yes, and made a strange sound. It's only about 7 inches. At the time, it was only about 7 inches long, which is when I first knew it. And it was a little string. Well, he was hitchhiking somewhere to, I think it was San Francisco. Somehow, it was Golden Gate Avenue. This big ball he was trying to get to. And his name was Stanley. And I said, well, and I told him, I said, well, San Francisco, you're going too long. You're going too far north. So I give him a map, and he says, well, what the hell? Strings have no pockets. And they have very bad memories. And so I'm going to put him in an envelope and send him to you.
Okay, my man, and I will see that they get awarded first prize. I'll put him in there very definitely.
Yes, sir, and handle him with care. And I have one little trivia question.
All right, make it quick, because I got to go.
Yes. The name of Commander McHale's, Commander on McHale's Navy.
The name of the commander in McHale's Navy.
Commander.
What was the commander's name in McHale's Navy? Okay, that's the question?
That's the question.
All right. Okay, well, give Charlene the answer, and she'll take it, and we'll have it in case somebody has it. Thanks so much, my man. Take that, will you, please, and we'll be straight with that. That'll be absolutely great. All right. Speaking of the ball of string and what it means in a physical sense to us and in the world of physics, one of the world's outstanding physicists, Julius Sumner Milner, who's appeared with Steve Allen and Johnny Carson and all these guys and is one of the outstanding physicists and lecturers in this country and a fellow who's intensely interesting, will be giving us the benefit of his brilliance on winding up a ball of string to go after the world's record, which is 12.5 feet in diameter, and incidentally, the weight of it is about 7 or 8 tons. So that'll be on Thursday night. We hope to contact him early and talk to him. I know he'll be interesting to talk with. LULAC, LULAC, the League of United Latin American Citizens, will hold a Valentine's dance this Friday from 8 to 1 a.m. as a fundraiser. All proceeds be used for improving the LULAC building and community services. Information regarding the function can be obtained by calling LULAC at 285-8805. The other night, I had hoped to talk to Tim Hemmer, president of Worms International. And you might ask what the heck Worms are doing on the air. Well, Worms International is, I got acquainted with them when I was doing another program, and I, one Sunday morning, was looking in the classifieds where it says, grow worms, make money, don't worry about anything, they will really keep you in good shape. Super Worms. And Worms International has the liveliest and, well, the most respected worms on the market today from every respect. I'm talking about using worms not only for fishing, but soil aeration. Using worms to make castings and potting soil. Worms International feels that everyone should have their own super worms, not only for fishing. Super Worms are the undisputed leader in turning everyday rubbish into some of the world's best fertilizer. Now, this is a thing that anybody can do. Children, elderly people, people that are incapacitated, you know, people that, you know, are looking for something to do where they can raise worms and sell them back to the company. In other words, worms will increase double-fold every month and a half. Now, you want to call Tim Hemmer, the father of superworms, and order your own superworm farm. The number is 415-957-1200. Now, if you want to know anything at all about worms, that's the number to call. If you've heard a lot of stories about worms and raising them and how much money you can make, don't wait too long. Check it out. Worms, Super Worms from Worms International, the original underground movement. Just if you have enough land, 8 feet long by 3 feet wide by a foot deep, you can put in a crop of worms that could pay you on the average of about $50 a month. And you don't have to do anything but go out there every 4 or 5 days and throw a little food on top of the bed and keep the thing moist, and they'll tell you exactly how to do it. So that's it from Worms International. Take the number down, and they're right at Pier 24 in San Francisco. Number, once again, is area code 415-957-1200.
If you or someone you love is age 50 to 80, I urge you to get ready to respond to this announcement. Now, even though you are age 50 to 80, you can buy life insurance with no physical examination and no medical questions. You cannot be turned down or charged higher rates because the Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company guarantees your premium to be just $6.95 a month, and your policy will even accumulate cash value. This is Prime Life 50+. And because of the 2-year limited benefit period, this policy guarantees life insurance to everyone age 50 to 80, regardless of health. This offer expires soon, so call by February 29th for free information in the mail. Here's the number.
That's right. I've got it right here. 800-257-0300. Or write to Life Insurance, care of KGO Radio, San Francisco 94102. For free information in the mail, call 800-257-0300. Last night I played my steam whistle. A couple of guys called and said we love steam whistles, but I think you ought to give equal time to diesels, and tonight I might just do that. A good sound, too. Doesn't that give you a feeling of strength when you hear the drumming in that engine going along? Diesel. I use my tape recorder for lots of stuff, which brings me to Sony, which has just introduced their new front-load cassette deck with Dolby noise reduction system included. Sony, brought to you by Superscope, available at Columbia Music Center at 1080 Market Street in San Francisco. And I don't think I have to tell you about Sony. They produce many fine tape machines. And at Columbia Music, they have experienced salespeople can help you decide which of these quality machines will go best with your system and what you intend to do with it. Columbia Music's been a Sony dealer for the last 15 years, and their people are experts on Sony products. Sony blank cassettes are in stock, available at a special discount in lots of 12 or more. Call Columbia Music tomorrow at 626-1015 for the complete listing of special prices, or better still, go into Columbia Music Center at 1080 Market at Jones. You can use your bank charge card. Call or go in. That's Columbia Music Center. All right, this morning, just let me run over the numbers once again. Here in San Francisco, 415-478-3456. If you're out of town, and especially far out of town, give me a call. The furthest call out, I've got to send a little present to this morning. In San Francisco, 415-478-3456. In Oakland and the East Bay, 832-9707. Down in San Jose and around the South Bay, 272-1233. And in the North Bay, 453-6523. In the North Bay, that's Marin County up through there, 453-6523. Line 6, you're on the air here on KGO with Al Collins. Hello.
This is Al from Oakland. How you doing?
Beautiful, my man.
That's fine. Man, look here, you just got through talking about your tape recording machine.
That's right.
All right, look here, man. I want you to put that tape on the air that you said you was going to bring in tonight about this jive cat that you was talking from Pittsburgh last night about letting you ask him to let you have five and he started stealing that jive off to you.
I got a sad story to tell you.
Oh, no, don't do.
Yep, I got to. I went through my entire file this afternoon and I could not find that card.
Well, I'll be done.
But I'll tell you something. If I can't find it by Friday, I'm going to call Beanie back in Pittsburgh, and we'll record it off the telephone and on the air tonight.
Well, that'll be fine.
Or tomorrow night. But I really went through everything. And as a result of going through all that stuff,
mm-hmm.
I came out and I found a lot of stuff that I'd been looking for.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be included in the program this morning anyhow. But I'm glad you remembered that, and I will try to remember it again. So maybe we'll have it by tomorrow night.
Okay, then. That was all I wanted.
Yeah, thanks very much.
Yeah, okay, then.
All right, bye now. Line 7, you're on the air, KGO Radio 81. It's Al Collins here.
Hi, Al. This is John Stratt.
Oh, John, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Al. Nice to hear you.
Yeah, I'm feeling great this morning, John.
You sounded great. Sort of rang a little bell when you talked about that car with the... kind of like a wind-up motor?
A wind-up motor in a full-sized automobile using the flywheel to generate energy.
Right. That tickled something in my mind that I saw in old Mechanics Illustrated or something quite a few years ago. I think they used it in London, perhaps, for their buses. And they would stop over a spot, and they'd wind up this flywheel, and they would carry them, I don't know whether just to the next stop or several miles or what have you.
They used electric motor to to get some speed up, huh?
Yeah, something like that, yeah. It was the actual motive power was just this huge flywheel that they had underneath the bus.
I see. Well, that's interesting to note.
The other thing I had to comment on was I have been trying to get a German translation for a rooster's also a chicken, and that has been one of the toughest things to do that I've come across.
A German one?
Beg your pardon?
You say a German one?
Yeah.
I thought we had one in German.
Well, I heard the thing, but one of the things is to get the sexes of the chickens correct.
Yeah, that's right.
And I even had a one that, who was, you know, raised both German and English. I had him try it, and he couldn't come up with it.
Well, I'd like to get a whole bunch of different languages going on that so I can get my tapes up to date. I'd like to have about, how many languages are there in the world? A couple of hundred, right?
Yeah.
And I'm just fooling around with a bare 7 or 8, John.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get it straight, call up, and the tape's running till 2 o'clock anyhow. I know that.
Yeah. Okay, well, good to hear you.
Hey, good to hear you. And I'll be talking to you soon.
Sure will.
John Strand, my man, Line 8 on Radio 81 here at KGO. Hello.
Hello, Al. This is Mabel. I have an idea I thought you might be interested in, or maybe your listeners. Looking for somebody who could possibly build it on a completely non-polluting engine utilizing solar energy, converting it with a laser beam into steam. Have you ever heard of the idea?
No, but I like the idea because it...
Right, feasible,
yeah.
And it's so logical. I'm not an engineer, and I got it kind of as a psychic method of trying to figure out how the UFOs run. I came up with that and centrifugal force. And I thought that was kind of what your guy had on. Somebody told me somebody's utilizing centrifugal force, but you've explained it into something different.
Yeah, well, all right. Solar energy converted into light laser and then used to heat a boiler to produce steam. That doesn't sound bad at all.
It seems to be a perpetual motion and perpetual energy, because if you had the steam where it could not escape, and that's very simple to do, then you could keep reusing the same water over and over again.
Yes, you could. You could condense that back in. Sure, that's a good idea, Mabel. I think your psychic invention part is working beautifully.
Yeah, what do you think about the part of the UFOs possibly being run by a centrifugal force?
Well, I don't kind of understand that, because centrifugal force to me just means force that's like exerting in an outward movement as a result of being swung around, like keeping water in a pail when you're swinging around your head. That's the only thing I know about centrifugal.
It's the same way the Earth, you know, how the Earth is spinning, and how when different meteors and stuff come, and they come and hit part of the Earth, I think it's called the ozone layer, if it hits at the wrong angle, it'll throw it away.
Right.
The same basic principle as Earth itself.
Yeah, I like the idea of the device to release the gravity from a situation, kind of a magnetic release, so that a spacecraft could get attracted from one planet to another if you could take the anti-gravity thing off, you know.
The centrifugal force would utilize it, really.
Boy,
by spinning around, I think, in a sense, you're creating your own gravity. And, you know, if you have your own gravity, you can't counteract the gravity of Earth. I'm not sure. I'm not a scientist on this here, but it's just kind of an idea I had.
Well,
I'm writing a book on another subject. And next thing I wanted to ask you, you seem like the type of personality... That is, do you have Rh negative blood?
I really don't know. I never checked it out.
Have you heard of my idea yet?
No.
Nothing about the Rh negatives?
Well, I know about it, yes. Briefly, I mean, lightly about it. I know that actually in the childbirth situation, it's a big factor.
Oh, but not my idea.
Not your idea.
Most of the guys on the radio, I usually don't call up this late. I'm writing the book, The Blood of the Gods, Rh negative being descendants of ancient astronauts.
Oh, yeah. Listen, I'd like to see a little galley proof on that when you get it written. That sounds good.
I'm getting part of it then. I sent Bob Trevor the first chapter of my book back, last August. I haven't had a chance to talk to him to find out if he received it.
Oh, I see. Mabel, I've got to run.
Okay. Are you negative, though?
No, not when I can help it. I mean, I always...
Okay, thank you.
All right. Thanks, Mabel. I don't know. I turned my mic off and left her on. How's that? But that was interesting, the idea of having propulsion by using solar energy, converting it to a laser beam, and using that to heat water in a boiler so that you could have steam. Then you could take the whole thing and steam up some beautiful clams, a little drawn butter, and you're straight for the day. Which brings me to Spengers, which is synonymous with the finest seafoods on the West Coast. Spengers! You know about Spengers? I mean, up to now, Spengers were so good you had to wait in line for the excellent cuisine. I know if you've been out there, you know that they do a brisk business and that you might have to hang out for a little while. But now they've got 8 cooks and they put out every morning, noon, and night 7 days a week. Spengers wants to present the solution to the agonizing situation, and that is the Diamond Bar, one of the largest bars anywhere in the state of California, is opening this week with room for everybody. And the Diamond Bar, here's what happens. Next week marks the installation of the 34-carat Star of Denmark, a sparkling yellow diamond once owned by the Queen of Hawaii, a state known for seafood almost as good as Spengers. Eastern Blue Point oysters on the half shell at 3 for $1 in the Diamond Bar. And also, if you want to just, take a little time out, you have a fine assortment of cheese and meats to whet your appetite while you wait. It's really nice. So when you go over to Spengers, before you go in for your main meal, you can just kind of have a nice little appetizer. The home of the new Diamond Bar, they're at University and 4th Avenue in Berkeley. They're open from 8 a.m. to 1 a.m. 7 days a week. And this is about the 15th year I've said things for Spengers Restaurant that I can remember. West Coast Federal Savings presents another great new service for business people. It's called the Telephone Transfer Cash Flow Account. It's the ideal way to turn idle dollars into increased earnings. Use your surplus non-earning checking account dollars to open a cash flow passbook and begin earning a healthy 5.25% return right away. Then, when you need $500 or more operating capital, just call West Coast Federal. They'll transfer the money directly into your bank account. $2,000 minimum balance is all that's required. When your checking balance gets too large, another call to West Coast sends those non-earning funds right back into your savings. It's a fast, safe, and profitable way to do the most for your money. The West Coast Federal Way. Castro Valley, Hayward, Fremont, Piedmont, Ream Valley, Sunnyvale, Redwood City, Hillsdale, San Mateo, and Burlingame. I want to talk to Ray Bream down at KABC in Hollywood this morning. I'll give you his number. We can call him. I want to get some string out of the Los Angeles area, and he might be a good guy to talk to. Hello, Al Collins here on KGO.
Hello, Mr. Collins.
Yes, call me Al, will you?
All right, Al.
I mean, if you call me Mr. Collins,
my name's Gary.
Gary, if you call me Mr. Collins, I'll have to put a hat on.
Okay. First of all, I heard you call, let's see, talking last week about airships.
Yes, that's right.
Ago. I've been reading a good book on them, the Hindenburg, and that's about the Hindenburg crash, but it also has good background information on Count von Zeppelin and the early experiments in the United States and Germany with the airships.
Yeah, right. That's a great idea. The Hindenburg, huh?
That's in paperback now, $1.95, and I think it's an excellent book on that subject.
Okay, who publishes it, my man? It's okay if you don't remember, but it's
I can remember the trademark. It's a rooster. I think it's Bantam.
A rooster is also a chicken, you know.
Yeah, that's for sure.
You said the right thing.
See, what I called about is about the spring drive. A concept that you're talking about this evening.
Yes.
And I've been doing some thinking about that myself because it seems logical, but, you know, I don't draw the analogy between the toy car. I draw the analogy between a fine watch.
Yes.
Spring engine. I think that would be a goal toward which we would work.
The idea story... The idea of storing energy in a string and so on is really something that, you know, when you get a spring fully wound and get a tremendous amount of power when it's fully wound, how does that energy stay? Does it stay constant, or as it gets to the end of the spring, is there a letdown, and how is that going to affect the flywheel? These are all questions that we've got to take up. Listen, maybe we could talk a little bit later on. I've really got to go out right now. And thanks very much.
Okay, I would like to talk to your, or I would like to get in contact with your man about springs in order to exchange some information.
Oh, well, I'll try to get you the information. Leave your name and address with Charlene. I'll put you on hold, and I'll try to get back to you with that info. Yeah, thank you very much. All 7 Alco Stereo Centers throughout the South Bay are celebrating Washington's birthday weekend with monumental values in all departments. Super low prices on color TV, stereo components, radios, tape recorders, car stereo, CB radios, and all sorts of related parts and accessories. For example, check out Alco's big discounts on stereo systems with your choice of 3 world-famous Pioneer stereo receivers. With Pioneer, you always get quality at a low price. And if you're looking for a new record player, be sure to see Alco's values on the new BIC belt drive. All 3 models of BIC are programmed for manual or automatic play. If you need new speakers, listen to a pair of BIC Venturis. Alco stocks 3 models of Venturi, and in many cases, they'll make your old amplifier sound up to 500% more powerful. Bring in your old stereo components. See how much they're worth in trade at one of Alco's 7 stereo TV centers throughout the South Bay.
This is Lloyd Nolan. Support the National Society for Autistic Children, Box 8646, Albany, New York, 12208.
Sony has just introduced their new front-load cassette deck with Dolby noise reduction system included. Sony is brought to you by Superscope and is available at Columbia Music Center at 1080 Market Street in San Francisco. Sony produces many fine tape machines, and the experienced salespeople at Columbia Music can help you decide which of these quality machines will go best with your system. Columbia Music has been a Sony dealer for the last 15 years, and their people are experts on Sony products. Sony blank cassettes are in stock and are available at a special discount in lots of 12 or more. Call Columbia Music tomorrow at 626-1015 for the complete listing of special prices. Or better still, go into Columbia Music Center at 1080 Market at Jones. You can use their bank charge card, but call or go in. Columbia Music Center. Okay, it's getting close to 1 o'clock. Larry Doyle is here. He's going to give us the weather and a touch of news and anything else that he just feels like doing, and that'll be fine here on KGO Radio 81.
News Talk 81, KGO, San Francisco.
It's 1 a.m. News of the hour, on the hour, from KGO Radio. I'm Larry Doyle in San Francisco, and at this hour, the official death toll in the Guatemala earthquake stands at just over 17,000. But a spokesman for that country's president says it is feared that the final toll could approach 25,000, making the Guatemala quakes the worst in Latin America this century. Every half hour yesterday, a big U.S. Army Chinook helicopter landed in Chimaltenango, 40 miles from Guatemala City, bringing with it 4 tons of beans, corn, and other food. The beginning of the airlift this week provided the first substantial food since last Wednesday for Guatemalans suffering the ravages of shattering earthquakes and their terrorizing aftershocks. The Soviet-backed faction in Angola has scored a major diplomatic breakthrough. Uganda has announced diplomatic recognition of the popular movement for the liberation of Angola and promises to work for its membership in the Organization of African Unity, headed by Uganda President Idi Amin. In Washington, President Ford expressed disappointment over a ban on covert U.S. aid to pro-Western forces in Angola, contained in a $112 billion defense appropriations bill. Ford reluctantly signed the measure after an earlier comment that the ban would severely hamper U.S. foreign policy efforts. And in Salt Lake City, Senator George McGovern compares the Soviet role in Angola to that of the U.S. in South Vietnam. The South Dakota Democrat says that, like the U.S. in Asia, he expects the Soviets to suffer what he termed an eventual bloody nose through its involvement in the Angolan Civil War. President Ford and Republican challenger Ronald Reagan have traded blasts over foreign policy. Reagan charged that Ford does not even have a foreign policy. Ford countered that his global policy is based on, quote, peace through strength, and questioned Reagan's experience in international matters. Ford administration sources report the United States and Saudi Arabia will announce a $1 billion arms deal next week. The agreement reportedly will include a lot of construction projects, some M60 tanks and other military hardware, but no warplanes. The Dutch government has announced formation of a 3-man panel to investigate reports that Lockheed Aircraft Company gave a bribe of more than $1 million to Prince Bernhard. The commission is expected to report its findings to the Netherlands premier in 6 weeks. Bernhard has denied receiving the bribe, and one newspaper at The Hague suggests the prince sue Lockheed in a U.S. court for defamation of character.